So I was just flashing on another one of my questions I'm given for the survey. I'm curious how you would answer it. So here's the situation. A patient presents with a tumor biopsied in place, a larger tumor that's ER positive, 3-4 centimeters, negative nodes, ER positive, HER2 negative. And the patient really would like to have breast conservation, but the surgeon said in order to do that, you got to shrink the tumor down. So, question one, would you use a genomic assay to help figure out what to do?
Right. How old is your patient?
Oh, either way, old or young?
Older patient?
Premenopausal, postmenopausal, would it be different?
Well, let's think it through. So there are data that show us that Oncotype on a core biopsy is not different than Oncotype on the subsequent surgical specimen. So it is valid to send an Oncotype on a core biopsy to help with treatment decisions. And it's something that I do pretty frequently when I'm faced with these decisions. Preoperative endocrine therapy is a pretty powerful treatment. We do know from some of those older lobular studies that if you give preoperative chemotherapy to a patient with a lobular cancer, which is, one of our much less chemotherapy responsive cancers, that the rate of pathologic response is less than 5%. So these are cancers that are really best treated with endocrine therapy rather than chemotherapy. The initial preoperative endocrine trials, such as the IMPACT trial, used a 12-week course of preoperative endocrine therapy. That was enough to show clinical responses, but these cancers don't pop up overnight. They don't pop up over 12 weeks. They probably take months to years to generate in the breast. And so when we think about preoperative endocrine therapy, we really need to think about longer durations. The majority of ongoing trials at this time use a 6-month duration of treatment. And we have a lovely trial happening right now called PELOPS, in which patients are randomized to 6 months of preoperative endocrine therapy alone versus endocrine therapy with the addition of palbociclib before surgery. And so in my practice, if I'm giving preoperative endocrine therapy, I would prefer to do it in the setting of that study. But outside of that study, if the patient's not eligible or they don't want to, I usually give at least 6 months. And then I work really closely with my surgeon. We see the patient frequently, we image the patient, and then decide how much more treatment does she need. An additional 3 months, an additional 6 months, and we watch closely and then take her to surgery when it's the right time. And that's been a successful technique as well.
Can I just clarify though, are you saying that in general you would look at an Oncotype result in deciding what to do?
So if I'm working with, let's say, an older patient with a grade one cancer or a lobular cancer, I'm pretty comfortable just moving forward with preoperative endocrine therapy. If we have a grade two invasive ductal carcinoma and the patient is very chemo averse and we want to really explore this, that's a great situation to use an Oncotype. Additionally, in a premenopausal patient who presents with what looks like a less chemosensitive cancer, again, grade one or lobular, I might use an Oncotype to really confirm that for myself and then try to also go down that preoperative endocrine route.
So, final question about this sort of situation. You have the same scenario that I just described. Let's say you have a low Oncotype, but whatever, you're going to use endocrine therapy neoadjuvantly, and the patient says, I really, really would love to avoid having to have a mastectomy. Maybe your patient's a doctor or an oncologist and says, I'll pay for the CDK inhibitor if you write for it.
So I would not feel comfortable offering someone a CDK4/6 inhibitor in the preoperative setting outside of a clinical trial. I think we just don't have enough information about safety and efficacy, nor is it approved in that setting. So, but that's the patient where I would just keep the endocrine therapy going until we are ready to go for the surgery of her choice.